Come sit on my lap. It's time for your daily check-in. It's the easiest way to make sure you are healing okay after everything that's happened. I mean, it's only been a week since I found you in that alleyway. Barely conscious, just clinging to life as the rain beat down on your tired body. I don't even know what happened. You don't remember either. All you know is that you were covered in bruises. You couldn't stand. You could barely open your eyes. But you had a heartbeat. It doesn't matter that it was faint. You had one. And sure, my instincts told me to ignore you. You're just another random person on the street who has succumbed to something awful. It's not my business, you know? Keeping my head down is how I was able to make it as far as I have in the corporate world. Then you made a noise. You were still in there. You weren't just clinging to life, but you were fighting for it. I took a chance. Decided that you were too weak to do any real harm, and, well, I have the advantage of being a kitsune, so I got closer. Upon looking at your face, I realized that I knew you. And because I knew you, something broke in me. So I put you on my back. My tails did most of the heavy lifting, considering you were dead weight at this point. I brought you back to my den because it seemed easier than trying to figure out where you lived. And you've just been here ever since, haven't you? And you've been enjoying your stay with me, correct? Despite having to do the check-ins to make sure everything is healing correctly, my hand over your heart to measure your pulse and make sure you're staying warm, I had never felt someone as cold as you that night. I almost didn't think you were going to make it. When we got home, I put you in a warm shower and I slowly increased the heat. That way your body didn't go into shock or something. It was the only thing I could think to do while I heated up some towels, added some blankets, and finished up with giant clothes, and it was kind of the perfect pile for someone who's freezing, right? I mean, I had some leftover clothes from when I had a friend stay over that was around your size. Thank God they actually left it behind. Do you remember any of this? It makes sense. The only thing that stuck was the comforting. The warm touch of my hands. A caress of my tail. Simple things like that. You were pretty out of it, and things were fairly touch and go for a while there. I remember feeling like I could actually breathe when you woke up the next day. Swaddled in layers of blankets, I had to hand feed you. After a day or two, you were strong enough to move around again. And from there, it's just been steady progress upwards. But you still aren't in any condition to be working. Let's face it. You had a really bad scare. You need to take at least a month off, don't you? No. Listen. I won't hear any of it. I get that I'm your boss, but I am also the one that found you. I don't want you overworking yourself when the only thing you should be focusing on is your recovery. What you went through was scary. You're lucky I was working late and saw you. Let Robbie handle all of your work. He's already doing it. He'll be fine. If he couldn't handle it, he would have said something by now. Your only priority is to get better, okay? You can stay here as long as you need, dear. I'm not kicking you out. I couldn't do that to my favorite employee. I need you to focus on getting better so I can get you back in the office quicker. My intentions with you are purely selfish. I want you back at work with me. I miss your company. Robbie just... he doesn't know how to converse like you do. He's pretty short with me most of the time. You, on the other hand, you're exactly what a model subordinate should be like. Willing to indulge your boss, even if it might feel unprofessional. As you continue to sit on my lap, you feel two of my tails start to brush against you. One teasing your thighs and hips, the other behind your neck. Just making sure you can still feel this. I'm just ensuring that your nerve endings are still functioning, that's all. Gotta do this every day, dear. Wouldn't want there to be any damage neither of us knew about. Breathe in and out. You're okay. You trust me, don't you? I know you do. I'm the one who saved your life. I don't bring just anyone into my den. You understand how special you are, right? Then you also understand that kitsunes don't do things for free. The entire time you've been staying here, you've been aware of the debt you're racking up. I keep taking care of you because I have complete faith that you are going to pay me back. You don't know what I want yet. Well, you probably do. It's not like I've ever been subtle with my attraction to you. Making comments about your appearance. Giving you candy when you wear something that's a little tighter. A little more revealing. Even making sure you can feel my gaze on you from behind sometimes. I could see how it would make you fluster. How you would tell the others you didn't like the attention with a smile on your face. You're a terrible liar, dear. You're just so eager to please, aren't you? Moving your neck to the side and fighting more. I think it's time you showed me a little bit of gratitude. You're healed enough for that, aren't you? I had the feeling. As my tails curl around you, creating a bit of privacy between us and the outside world, you lean backwards, pressing yourself against me. Body molds perfectly. directly against mine as my arms wrap around you. Despite how warm and comfortable you feel, your heart beats faster as you feel me underneath you. Been having reactions like this for days. You've just been hoping I wouldn't notice. I see everything you do, dear. My eyes haven't left you since the second you got here. I invited you into my den. That means you're mine to worry about, even if it is temporary. Instincts are instincts. If it was any other employee, I would have simply called an ambulance and waited for the medics to show up. When I saw it was you, I knew you needed a personal touch. You prefer it this way, don't you? I thought so. Can only imagine what this would have cost you if you were staying at the hospital. After all, my den is so much nicer. My touch is so much kinder. You almost forget that you're not living here with how quickly you adjusted to everything. Fits so perfectly into my life. It feels like you've always been here. Healing so well. Can tell you're getting antsy with not doing anything. Starting to feel like you might be taking advantage of me, and well, I want to alleviate that. Not to mention the debt you keep racking up. Staying here day after day, letting me dote on you. That's why you have a challenge. You know, now that you're feeling better. You want to show me how grateful you are for this opportunity, don't you? Good. My phone is going to be ringing any second now. It's my boss, so technically your boss's boss. Your goal is to keep quiet during the conversation while I distract you. Oh, and you have permission to come. As long as you can be silent, I'm not going to stop you. I want to see if you can follow simple instructions like this, or that's too difficult for you. If it's too much, you're going to say red or tap my knee 3 times, understand? As my hand slides underneath your pants, you spread your legs, inviting me between them. How I wish there was a mirror in front of you. That way you could see yourself. How shameless you've become. Can't find it in yourself to care because you're finally having your boss touch you. All those months of fantasies finally coming to fruition. Feels so good. Oh, I just can't believe this is all for me, dear. So turned on, you probably don't know what to do with yourself. Hot against my hands, you try to still yourself. Steady your breathing, maybe focus on something besides how my hand feels against you, but doesn't work. Soft, gentle, feeling the tips of the tails brush against your sensitive skin. Oh, nothing. think it's helping, huh? Wasn't really trying to. Now remember to be good, dear. If you can stay quiet for this phone call, I'll fuck you. Hi there, Mrs. Statler. No, I'm not doing anything important at the moment. Oh, don't worry about our little employee that was found outside. The employee is healing nicely, but probably won't be able to make it in for another month or two. Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's really a shame. On the positive, Robbie is handling the workload just fine, and the employee is adjusting to domestic life perfectly well. You don't have anything to worry about with me, Mrs. Statler. I've been handling the situation just fine. I can take care of this. Wow, yeah. As much as I would love to keep talking about this, I thought we had a work matter to discuss. Otherwise, I would enjoy having my valuable weekend time back. It's quite all right, I promise. I am not upset. Is this about the quarterly reports? I figured. I understand that my projected analysis is not what the company was hoping for, but I figured it was better to be honest than sugarcoat it. Keep quiet. She can probably hear those sounds. I mean, if he isn't happy with my predictions, then what is he going to do to change them? The numbers don't lie, Mrs. Statler. There's only so much I can do. My hands are a little occupied at the moment. What was that? It was just a cough. Yeah, a cough. With the employee getting over whatever happened, there's been a lot of extra noise. Because someone can't follow rules. Yeah, yes, it is quite annoying when you're trying to get work done. I'm sure the employee would be humiliated to know that the boss's boss is hearing all this. Sorry, Mrs. Statler. Just a little reminder that we aren't alone. Anyways, back to the reports. If he wants the company to succeed, he is going to have to change tactics. We can't keep doing the same advertisements month after month and assume people are just going to buy it. That's not how things work anymore.
You really need to remember to be quiet, dear. Mrs. Statler can hear everything right now. Do you want her to hear how dirty you are?
Yes, yes, I am still here. I was listening, obviously. I don't have a way to get him to change his mind. Isn't that kind of your job? I can run the numbers again if he really thinks that's going to do something, but we both know it's not, so why are we even pretending to entertain this?
Say if she saw you like this.
What I'm hearing is I have extra work because we don't want to tell the man-child that he has to think differently because it's not the 80s anymore. Fine, fine. But only because I like you, Mrs. Statler. If it was anyone else asking this of me, I would say no. But because it's you, I will double check my work. What do I do when the numbers come back the same? You better have a plan for this. If this blows up in our face, that's on you, not me. I'm already busy with someone important this weekend. Oh, me? Nothing much. I'm just finally getting some gratitude. It feels nice to be appreciated. Is there anything else you wanted to talk to me about? I thought that meeting wasn't until the end of the month. It got moved up? So what does that mean I have to do?
Because you are not there. I'm having to do more work. I have to pick up your slack around the office, dear. That's going to be adding to your debts. Certainly doesn't seem like a problem without your rocking against me. Letting my fingers take you apart.
Yes, yes, no, no, I completely understand what you're asking of me, Mrs. Statler. I am just going to request that you write all of that down in an email and send it to me. That way I don't miss a single step. I know how particular the Daniels are, and I would rather do it right on the first try than something else.
Did you forget that you're supposed to be quiet?
What? Oh, nothing, Mrs. Statler. It's just what I'm watching on TV. Two people are hooking up and their boss just walked in. A very funny moment. Anyways, the Daniels account report will be finished in time for the meeting and the reports will be done again, I guess. Will you make sure to tell Robbie all of this as well? Should have known that you were going to be doing that next. Anything else planned for today, or is it just making sure everything runs smoothly for the big boss? Oh, really? And who is going to this barbecue?
Getting closer, despite our boss rattling on about some random party. She has
Oh, wow, that sounds like so much fun. I wish we could come, but I don't think my hurt little employee would be able to handle all that excitement right now. Unless it's small.
You're going to come for me. I don't care if you have to bite your hand to keep from screaming. You are going to come just like this. You're so fucking close, don't you dare fight it.
Oh, that's just the show I'm watching again. I'm sorry, I forgot to turn it down. These things are just so unpredictable these days. One second it's a whisper, the next it's a blast. But back to what you were saying, yes, I totally agree. It is best if things are taken slowly. You don't want to do too much too fast, you know? The employee is definitely coming back to work. I can be quite convincing, and I don't want to lose someone of this caliber. You know what they say about finding a good one. Yeah, all right. I'm going to let you go. Have fun with your party, Mrs. Statler. You too. Absolutely. See you later. She would have let me keep talking forever. How are you holding up, dear? That smile on your face says more than your words ever could. What if, going forward, even when you're all healed up, you are free use for me? Don't need to be asked twice or even think about it. The yes was immediate. I've never wanted anything more as you feel my tail drape over you. Almost like a blanket. You feel them wrapping around you before I shift us. Switching positions so that you're on your back. You shiver at the hungry look in my eyes. We're not finished yet, dear. Instead of pulling off your pants, you watch as I turn around, lifting my tight pencil skirt up. Realizing the only way my ass was able to be so smooth today was because there were no panties. The tails are finally able to spread out. Feeling some rest underneath your head. The rest around you as you look up. Starting to take a seat on your face. It's okay, dear. You know how to make a kitsune come, don't you? Make me feel good and maybe I'll return the favor. You did make quite the mess in your pants, didn't you? My hand making you come undone. Now you get to return the favor. I've taken such good care of you, and look at how wet you get me. Dripping onto your face, your tongue darts out, trying to get a taste as I hover above you. If you want to stop at any point, you're going to tap my thigh 3 times, understand? Setting my weight down, you feel my plush thighs on either side of your head. Oh, the entire world disappears as you focus on my taste, my smell, my weight. Oh, it's all so wonderful as you rest against my tails. Your tongue flicks out, circling my clit, starting to worship me properly. Oh, it's about damn time. This is what I've been wanting, dear. This isn't too much to ask, is it? Not from you. So eager to please. To make me feel good. You're feeling less like a burden. The more you let me touch. Oh, yeah. Letting your ambitions go. The guilt of hooking up turned into arousal over doing something that you probably shouldn't. It's so wrong, but feels so good. Already getting turned on again. My hips press against your face, grinding my clit over you. Oh, yeah. Oh, just listen to those sounds. Makes me think you could be my chair all day. That's one way to get my reports done. People could walk into the office and see you underneath me, eating my cunt, and they would, oh, they would laugh at you. Considering you came while I was on the phone with Mrs. Statler, it wouldn't even be too far of an ask for you, would it? I'm getting more turned on at the thoughts. You continue to lap at my pussy, making sure to swallow every bit of slick you can get. Savoring the taste, you feel my clit pulsing against you, throbbing when you start to suck it. You feel my weight start to shift. Can't exactly see anything with me on top of you like this, but you let out a moan as my hands move between your legs. Oh, there you are, dear. Can't help but get turned on again. Your boss's pussy just tastes too good. A sucker for Kitsune Kant. I want to see if you can come again so soon. Oh. Wouldn't even know you just came. You're so turned on. I think it's safe to say you're feeling better. Oh, yeah. Bucking into my mouth. You feel me rolling you between my lips. Oh, good thing my pussy muffles your moans, huh? So sensitive from your previous orgasm. It takes no effort to get you close again. You don't have permission to come. Not yet, at least. You're going to come with me. So really, it's up to you. Get me close and you can let go. There you go. Oh, yeah. My hips grind against you, face fucking you in earnest as you rock into my mouth. Thighs tighten around your head as your own pressure builds. The more my tongue flicks against you, the closer you get. Despite your best attempts at holding back and making this last longer, your body simply doesn't listen. It gets closer to the edge. I'm practically teetering as my mouth works you. Oh, I had no idea you were so responsive, dear. Oh, that's good to know for the future. Oh. Sucking my clit again. Oh, fuck. Gonna make me come like a good employee, aren't you? My hips stutters, my thighs clench around you. Oh, I can't. Oh, fuck, let go with me, dear. Come with me. Should probably get off your face, shouldn't I? Didn't think you would complain about something like that. I figured you would appreciate being able to breathe freely. Guess I was wrong. Did you enjoy yourself? So you would want to do it again then, right? We can discuss the free use thing later, when you're in a better mental state. Right now, you're in something called subspace. If I were to ask anything of you, you would probably say yes. I don't want to take advantage of you like that. Not without your permission, at least. We can discuss it all later. Right now, I want you to catch your breath. I really did a number on you, didn't I? Face a complete mess of my slick. Not to mention that your pants are covered in your own mess. I was able to clean most of you with my mouth, but there's really only so much I can do about the stains. I wasn't about to suck some fabric when you were right there. You taste better anyways. Can I get you anything? Maybe some food or water? Yeah, of course. Here, drink. You'll feel better with some fluids. Let me know when you want a snack as well. I have some stuff downstairs I can always get for you. Everything from something quick like an apple to something bad for you like a cookie. I should probably get the towels from the dryer so that I can wipe you off. You're not in the best condition, are you? I'm glad you're enjoying it, but I know the second all of this starts to get cold and crusty, you aren't going to be so happy. I'll be right back, dear. Don't miss me too much.